All right. Happy Monday, everybody, and have a blessed, and I hope you've had a blessed Memorial Day. We are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me get over here to the chat. Dead Plant is on. Judy Anita is on. Todd Suff is on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. JD Wool is on. PD Frank is on. Granite 2468 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Just Jesse is on. Robin Aroni is on. Let's see. D9597 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Let me see here. Peg McGroin is on. Gucci Buckeye is on. Spaz 64 is on. Todd Suff is on. Drummer for Jesus is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Luann 5 is on. Sexy Pony is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Confederate 1 is on. DK Jackson is on. Levin Carl 11 is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Let me see here. Danile 59 is on. Let me see. Scrolling down. Anybody I missed? So DC 941 is on. All right. Appreciate you guys. All right. Let's hop to one of the biggest stories of the day so far. Unknown exactly what's happened, but we can kind of guess. I'm going to give you my opinion about it. Some of these, we're going to actually, Aaron, you can just side by side it whenever you are ready. I'll just talk over this. Of course, we had a big, there's really no way to characterize these events except for a car ramming incident into a very large crowd in Liverpool, England, celebrating a soccer championship of some sort. This is the beginning of it. You see driver's side is left in this country. That was actually the driver right there. He's on the right side, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Okay, there we go. So anyway, there's the driver. Obviously a white male, by the way, so everybody knows. And he has been arrested. It's a 53-year-old white male is what the Merseyside police are saying. So that's the beginning of it. Go to the next one for him. We got to keep them all muted because there's just mass profanity one on the Christian Television Network right now. So here's the next. Now, if you look at this video, watch what happens. Now, this guy is actually trying to get through the crowd. If he did have the audio on, and just roll it whenever it hits the end, guys, roll it back to the beginning for me. The guy was hitting his horn, trying to gingerly go through the crowd. And we can all guess now this is the afternoon in England at a soccer celebration, which are very notorious. I'm imagining there's been a whole lot of beer consumed at this point. And you have this van trying to get through the crowd. And he actually wasn't doing anything at the beginning, but gingerly trying to drive through a crowd as you and I were, and he ends up getting attacked. And you see these people attacking his car. And the guy ends up actually kicking out right there, just broke a piece of windshield off. You see a little triangular shape in the side, and then it pushes back, and then he ends up going through the crowd. All right, let's go to the next one. This is a just-in video. This is what happens, though. So it obviously turns really bad going through the crowd. Jeez. So it goes bad, and then he stops. Okay, then he is surrounded by all these people who are very lucky that the guy decides to be merciful, because nothing could actually stop that car. Not one thing they're doing is stopping the car. And even the bodies in front of it that are underneath the vehicle is no. To my last reporting, you may have the latest on this because I haven't looked at the latest for an hour, but there's been no fatalities, believe it or not, that have been reported. So there's people under the car. You can see somebody get thrust really far right at the end. Looks like somebody holding on to their kid. So and you can go the last one for me, which I think is just a pic or a tweet. There we go. So Merseyside Police, we would ask people not to speculate on the circumstances surrounding tonight's incident on Water Street in Liverpool City Center. And the speculation would be this is Islamic terrorists, because all England has done for the last decade is let in Islamic terrorists that have committed mass stabbings and mass rapes. But in this particular incident, it appears not to be Muslim related, so that's probably why they put that out. We can confirm the man arrested is a 53-year-old white British man from the Liverpool area. Now, here's the thing with this. I mean, nothing would really justify, obviously, running over people, but he was being attacked. What are you going to do? I mean, it ended up as he's like surrounded. There's different angles of it and everything else. We could spend an hour on it. Not going to do that. But the different angles of it, the person, it's just like some of the, I'm not saying it's just like it. I mean, in comparison, we've seen it here in the United States where people's cars have been surrounded by BLM protesters, Antifa protesters, and ask yourself, what would you do? Again, running over people, there's obviously a fine line there and everything else, but if you're running for your life, is there something else that the person could have done? Maybe, who knows? But he was obviously being attacked. And these are a bunch of drunken soccer fans who start, they kicked out his windows. Before he ever did anything overly aggressive, they were kicked out his windows and were punching the side of his car. So not justifying running over people, but not necessarily what people would think when they first look at that video. Because when we first looked at it, of course, initially what came out were all the videos of him driving over people, and everyone thought what I thought, which is this is another Islamic attack. Why would you think that? Because that's what it is every single time, with notable and very infrequent times when it isn't. Very infrequent incidences where it's not an Islamic extremist doing, these terrorist acts. So anyway, so that covers that. If you have anything more, if anything else develops, Aaron will probably see it on Twitter. Send it into the chat, and I'll put it out there if we can verify it. All right, let's go to the next thing. So here's a very interesting little video here. This is an @Amuse video. Very strange what's happened here with Macron and his wife. And Aaron, you can just start to kind of load in the back of your mind right now pictures of his wife so we can talk about her like we always do. So anyway, so here's Emmanuel Macron, @Amuse video. Very strange incident happened today. Play for me. See, everything that we see is a lie. I mean, literally, whether it's the Clintons and their kill list, whether it's Barack and Michelle, everything that we hear. I mean, come on, that is not a woman. Can we all just be honest? I mean, when we get to heaven and we're able to talk to God and He reveals to us everything that He knows, because the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good, Proverbs 15:3. Without exception, I mean, we're gonna find where everything was a lie, every last. I mean, come on, that is not a woman. That's not a woman. He looks like Macron's wife. I'm talking about. He looks like a current member of the Rolling Stones. He looks like a member of the Rolling Stones that's touring right now. I mean, that is not a woman. And by the way, like, he was at some point early on in Macron's life, I think there's like a, I don't know what the age difference is, it's like 27 years, 17 years, something like that. I already hear Davy Jones tapping away over here, so I know Aaron's going to find it in 2 seconds. But anyway, there's a massive age difference, and this person was in fact Macron's tutor at one time. And he ends up marrying his tutor, which in and of itself is weird, odd, and perverted. Because just imagine that in America today, where just imagine if it was your kid and they end up marrying their tutor who's decades older than they are. I mean, again, look at this. I mean, 24-year difference. I mean, can we all be honest here? Brent, can we be honest here? Aaron, can we be honest here? Yeah, everybody watching, 1,000 people watching right now. Can we be honest? You really going to marry a woman 24 years older than you?
No.
Can we just be honest? Are you going to, you're going to be like, ooh, I'm 20. She's 44. Got to have her. I'm 30. She's 54. Gotta have her. It's not gonna happen. Does it ever happen? I guess so. But it is very odd. If you look at all the pictures, and if I let Aaron go right now, if I sit here and I keep talking over and over again for a long time, Aaron's gonna come up with 57 different pictures of her. And here's the thing. If you're like me and you've been cursed to the point where you've seen her in a one piece, I'm telling you, not a woman. I've seen, there is no hips at all. None. There's no hips. No, they're straight down. Straight. I mean, literally, she looks like a current member of the Rolling Stones who has smoked meth and crack and dope her entire life. I mean, just, absolutely nothing. Not an ounce of fat on him and no hips. And no matter what a woman looks like, whether she's big, whether she's little, thin, fat, doesn't matter. There's always hips. There's none on this. None. So, I mean, we just need to all, you know, it's going to be a shock when we get to heaven. We find out how many men were married to men. I mean, it is going to, I'm telling you, it's going to be that way. All right. So here's the complete breakdown of what happened. It's a jam video. This is the whole thing. I mean, in the video, he is getting pushed in the face by a man. That's his wife. He's being pushed in the face by a man. And again, we show everything's a lie. We showed the video a couple weeks ago of Macron, Keir Starmer, and I can't remember the leader's name from Germany, all on the train, obviously with a line of Coke and a Coke bag. We all saw it. We saw him with a line of Coke and a nickel bag. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, imagine, you would never get away with that. I mean, if it was me and Aaron and Brent on in a train car sitting around a round table, and you come up there and there is a Coke spoon. What do you call the Coke spoon? What do you call this? There's a word for it. But anyway, like a dope spoon. Yeah, I don't know. You said it the other day, Brian, I was relying on you. You're the cop. Of course I am too, so we both should remember. But anyway, it's one of those spoons, Coke spoon, whatever. It's sitting there at the end of a line of Coke. And then you have the Prime Minister of Germany, the Prime Minister or President of Germany, comes and puts his arm over it. And then Macron, they have the little dime bag right here. And Macron puts his arm out. I mean, I know he puts his hand out and grabs it and tucks it in his armpit. And then very cavalierly over a period of time, tucks it into a bag. Why would you care about an empty bag? Why don't you just go like this? You know, everything's a lie. So here we have a Chancellor, Friedrich Merz of Germany. But anyway, so we all saw that. Everything's a lie. So anyway, you have Macron getting pushed in the face, really, and other people have labeled it bee slapped. But anyway, getting pushed in the face by his wife. And the funniest thing about this is watch him when he first discovers that a camera has caught it. Play it for me. And imagine, you know, again, just being these cuckboy beta males. You get slapped in the face by your wife, and your response is, gosh, what a... So, you saw at the end of the video, it has been confirmed that it's real, but here's what Macron said about it. Michelle video, play for me.
Ouvre, nous sommes en train de nous chamailler, et plutôt de plaisanter avec mon épouse, et là, je suis surpris par cela, devient une espèce de... catastrophe géoplanétaire où certains sont en train même d'avoir des théories pour expliquer. Voilà, tout ça c'est un peu n'importe quoi. Les vidéos sont toutes vraies. Après, il y a parfois des gens qui les trafiquent, mais on fait dire à une vidéo beaucoup de bêtises.
So this is some deep insight right here. You know how you can tell when something is not a joke when you're not joking. I mean, you can obviously tell on his face there that this is not a joke. Was he laughing when he was getting slapped in the face? No. Was he laughing right after? No. The only time he smiled was when he knew the camera's on him, so he gave the, like every beta male does. And then he walked very seriously towards her, and if they had a brain in their head, they would have changed her jacket. Because it was obviously her, and that's the reason why they had to go with it, because she walks out with the same red jacket, and you can see the sleeves of the red jacket pushing the president of France in the face. Everything is, I mean, I'm telling you, and then people take these people's advice. People think people like Macron and Biden and Harris, all these people, no matter Hussein, what is, I mean, have you ever asked yourself this question? What has Hussein Obama ever accomplished in his life? What was he? He was a community organizer, state senator, national senator, and president of the United States. The man, I'm telling you right now, doesn't even know how to flip a burger. The man doesn't know how to shop. He probably barely knows how to drive. These people don't, these people are complete weirdo frauds that live in some sort of twilight zone of endless butt kissing and boot licking. That's who these people are. Bourgeois leftist globalist elitist. I mean, literally living in some sort of parallel universe to us. And they just are completely insulated. I'm telling you, I mean, what a weird life with your wife pushes you on the face. None of us, I'm telling you right now, none of us have ever had our wife push us in the face, let alone when we're getting off of a plane in Vietnam for everybody to see and you're in the middle of your wife pushing you in the face. And then, of course, she comes out and lies about it. We were joking. Who wrestles with your wife as you're getting off a plane? We're supposed to believe this. It's like all the myriad of lies, one lie after another, one ridiculous lie. Joe Biden suddenly cares about the southern border, about closing the southern border as he runs for president. Deborah Birx pimps and whores the vaccine until after she finds out it's killing 36 million people and then comes out and says we overplayed it. Jake Tapper writes a book about the cover-up of Biden's mental decline when he was a participant in it. I mean, it's just all lies from disgusting, moralist, principleless human beings. All right, let's go this. So it's the five-year anniversary. I got a couple slides on George Floyd. It's roughly the five-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. And so let's summarize that real quick. So you have a multi-time convicted felon who died of a fentanyl overdose, who had a tumor on his heart and a myriad of other medical conditions. And he died of a fentanyl overdose. He also had other drugs in him also. Convicted felon, one of his felonies was holding a knife to his pregnant wife's belly. He's buried now in Houston, Texas. That's George Floyd. That's it. And the reason why the police were even involved with him on that day was for what reason? Because the police wanted to bother or molest a black man or kill a black man? No, because yet again, he was committing another felony. As a matter of fact, he committed at least two because he tried to pass counterfeit bills at two different stores. So that's who George Floyd is. Now, of course, to be a Democrat, to qualify to be a Democrat in 2025, you have to consider George Floyd to be a wonderful, iconic figure of the black community, I guess, or just of the leftist community, whatever it may be. So you have to consider George Floyd to be a cultural hero. So let's break this down real quick. And of course, free Derek Chauvin. He does not belong in prison for what he did because he did absolutely nothing wrong. Nothing. George Floyd did not die of asphyxiation. That is proven in his autopsy. Imagine if it was you and you were Derek Chauvin. The people that are watching this show do. But people who are either casual observers of politics, casual observers of daily events, whatever it may be, they're just like, he got what he deserved. Okay, how was he? Have anybody ever thought about this? How would he have strangled him to death with his knee on the back of his neck? And this says nothing. I mean, you squeeze the back of your neck right now. Is it cutting off? I'm pushing on my neck right now. Okay, it's not cutting off any of my air supply at all. At all. So how in the world would he have... So in order for Derek Chauvin to have killed him, and I know, I apologize to those of you who heard this spiel 27 times already, but you just have to put it out there for new people that are watching. How in the world could Derek Chauvin have killed him if he didn't strangle him? You're like, well, of course you didn't strangle him. That would be your hands around the neck, around the front of his... Okay, exactly. How would he have strangled him without his hands or his knee on the front of... These are two different things. But you can strangle somebody to death, which is cutting off their air supply. You can strangle them to death by cutting off their blood supply, like rear naked chokes. Okay, you can do that if you hold it long enough. You can kill the person by cutting off air to their brain, cutting off blood to their brain. So how did Derek Chauvin do that when he did not have his hand? His arm is elbow, armpit, like a rear naked choke. his knee or any other appendage blocking any blood or any air. How did he kill him? I mean, just imagine if you are the AG, the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, and then you have Tampon Tim as the governor. You don't ask yourself this question. How could this man have killed George Floyd via asphyxiation when he wasn't asphyxiated? And in the autopsy's report, it says that he had 95% oxygenation at the moment of death. That's 95% oxygenation in his lungs at the moment of death. How could he have been asphyxiated, strangled? How? See, if I'm sitting there and I'm the AG of the state of Minnesota, I'm going, I have an innocent man in prison serving 22 years. How am I going to sleep tonight without overturning this? If I am a Tim Walz, who allegedly has all of these connections with men, hetero men, even though he himself is far from hetero. If you're sitting there as the governor, you have the ability to pardon any state offense. How do you sleep at night knowing George Floyd, A, wasn't asphyxiated, B, in order for Derek Chauvin to be guilty of killing George Floyd, it had to be asphyxiation, but he wasn't asphyxiated. So why is Derek Chauvin in prison? I mean, I can't imagine that not going through the thought, going through the mind of those who actually have the power to overturn this conviction. I can't imagine, because it makes no sense. Everything's a lie. All right, so this is at Chicago One Ray video. 5 years, it's titled 5 Years Ago Today, George Floyd. And this is Liz Collin speaking with Jack Posobiec. Play it for me.
You bring it up about the autopsy. I mean, I have to get right to it, because this has been one of the most stunning, I would say, new pieces of information that came out of your documentary. This reporting that potentially there was federal pressure on the medical examiner who wrote this autopsy report that we're now showing on the screen to essentially alter it so that fit with the public narrative. Can you walk us through that?
Yeah, so basically this is also the first time that the FBI is called in to a case in Minneapolis within just a couple of hours. It happens that quickly. And you have George Floyd's autopsy complete within 12 hours of his death. Obviously, they're waiting for toxicology results and such, but for the most part, everything is complete within 12 hours. So instead of releasing that to the public, you have these meetings going on for nearly a week with prosecutors behind the scenes, and including representatives from the FBI there as well. And we include a lot of that in the documentary, what's taking place. There is public documentation related to those meetings. As you see this narrative change a bit, but you have three times the lethal limit of fentanyl in George Floyd's system, along with methamphetamine. He clearly has a bad heart with 75% of blockage in one artery. There's a tumor that many have said required quite a bit more testing that seemed to be a factor as well. No strangulation marks, no bruising to his neck, no asphyxiation, things along those lines. But again, that received very little attention.
Now, I have to be very careful on this, because I will spend the entire night on this. Aaron will tell you that. I will tell you, I don't think it's possible for me to talk another 40 minutes on this. I don't think it's possible, but Aaron will override me and actually speak over the microphone and tell you that that's not true, that I actually can.
But correct. Anyway, yeah,
that is correct.
Correct.
But anyway, it just here you have it. How, again, life is actually quite simple, is it not? I mean, it really is simple. People are like, I don't know why my wife left me. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You know, I mean, again, it might be her fault. I'm just saying, you know why she left. I mean, it's always that way. I mean, people will always claim ignorance, or they'll, you know, claim a judgment calls, whatever it may be. But there's nothing to discuss here. How did Derek Chauvin kill him if it wasn't asphyxiation? And right here, it says it wasn't. Why is he in prison for 22 years? And again, I tell you, just so you have all of the facts when it comes to this case, even with, because they doubled and tripled charged him, they layered out these offenses, in my opinion, violating not the non-stacking of charges rules. It's like if you charge somebody with murder, oh, that's brilliant right there, Aaron. If murder, second degree murder, third degree murder, manslaughter one, manslaughter two, and, culpable negligence all at one time. You don't do that. They did that with him. So even with the culmination of all of these charges and convictions, the state sentencing guidelines, top end, your most you're supposed to get, even if Chauvin was guilty, the most you're supposed to get, according to their sentencing guidelines, was 11 years in state prison. What did he get? Twice that. So how's that not overturnable in and of itself? Because it's like I tell you, who are you going to go to in these corrupt jurisdictions? Blue judge, blue prosecutor, blue jury, blue grand jury, blue judge, blue appellate court, blue state Supreme Court. Where are you going to go? There's no one shows you how invalid Letitia James's civil real estate fraud cases against Donald Trump, because that's being overturned in the New York appellate. But back to Chauvin. How in the world did this man die when there's no asphyxiation? I mean, how can he be guilty when there's no asphyxiation? How did he kill him then? Tell us how he killed him. Very simple. I mean, tell us. Did he break his neck? No. Shoot him? No. Then how is he dead? How is he dead? George Floyd has 75% blockage in one of his arteries going into his heart. He had a tumor on his heart. Not to mention, right here, three times the lethal amount of fentanyl in his bloodstream and mixed with methamphetamine. Imagine that. How would you ever live? How would you ever live if you had three times the lethal amount of fentanyl in you mixed with amphetamines, methamphetamines. He smoked methamphetamine. So he probably was smoking fentanyl and methamphetamine at one time. How would you ever be alive? So there's no way this ever happened. And yet it's not being overturned. And then you have, why are the feds there? Why are the feds meeting with state prosecutors? I mean, and who's George Floyd's defense attorney? I mean, you have to have a bunch of principleless, moralist, demonic people presiding over this, including the jurors. He's absolutely innocent. Why did they not overturn it? Because of the societal and political consequences thereof. That's why. You can't do that. You cannot, there should never be on any judge's mind. You watch any of these, I've watched a show recently, just the docuseries. And there was a judge who was very moved by the victims, by the victim impact statements. You can't be a judge then. You have to be an impartial referee. Impartial. And you should have absolutely no emotional investment in either side. Is that what happened here? Absolutely not, because there's no evidence at all that Derek Chauvin killed him. Not one bit. But yet here we are. 5 years later, Derek Chauvin's been in prison for at least four, not to mention the other cops. I think there's four other cops involved. It's five total or four, or it's either five total or five others. I'm not sure. And everybody's either maybe just got, some people might be out of prison already. But why is he in prison? We can watch the video. What did he do? Is it the way that I would have handled the arrest? No. If the man told me that he can't breathe, I'm going to sit him up on his butt. And what would have happened when I sat him up on his butt? He would have died anyway. He's going to die. Three, you know, you guys, Brent, Aaron, everybody watching, you know what three times the lethal amount means? You're dead. That you're finished. There's, you have no hope. It's over. There's no way to resuscitate you when you have three times. Maybe Narcan, maybe. I don't know if Narcan could beat fentanyl. I have no idea. I think it can. But I don't know. You can't. It's over. It's absolutely over. So I just want to remind people of who John Cornyn. We can go to the next one, guys, finally. Carlos Tercia's video. I just want to remind everybody who John Cornyn is. And this is what he said about George Floyd. Play for him.
The murder of George Floyd has sparked passion and anger throughout our country and galvanized people of all skin colors, backgrounds, and ages to demand action. In big cities and small towns alike, we've seen peaceful marches and powerful demonstrations calling for an end to racial injustice that has existed, sadly, since our country's inception. One of the largest protests in the country happened last week in Mr. Floyd's hometown of Houston, Texas, where I was born, and where he will be buried tomorrow. An estimated 60,000 people gathered to march in his honor and demand justice. The first step in justice for George Floyd And now that all four officers involved in his death have been arrested and charged, is for the criminal justice system to work. But these four arrests do not arrest the larger problems that exist in our society. The lack of trust, the sense that justice is not equal. In fact, they've only shined a brighter light on the systemic problems that we need to do our best.
Right there, and Aaron, if you could just freeze frame that, give me a freeze frame of Cornyn and just throw it right next to me. I just want everybody to see who a cuckboy is, because that's a cuckboy. Okay, it's, listen, I thought, I'm being totally transparent, I said for, I don't know, at least a week, and if not longer, it was longer than that, I thought George Floyd was murdered too, until, you know what changed my mind? Facts! That's what changed my mind. Facts, as soon as I saw the facts, I'm like, he wasn't murdered by the cops. Again, the only way that Derek Chauvin could have killed him is via asphyxiation, which is impossible in the position that he was in. So I had my thumb up my own rear end, because there's no way for him to have killed him. None at all. So once I knew that, I immediately reversed, came out and told everybody, what's the Vaughn of three words, Aaron?
I was wrong. Yep.
And you come out and reverse yourself. Not Johnny Cornyn. He would rather Derek Chauvin stay in prison for the rest of his life to score political points and to be politically expedient for him. All of these people should be moving to get him out. Why aren't they? Rumor has it the Trump administration is looking at a federal pardon, because he was actually, even though they were state crimes, he was convicted under federal hate crimes, which what would happen is if they pardoned him for the hate, for his, they can retry him, or could still consider him guilty under the state criminal system. So he still would have time to have to be served, but it wouldn't be the hate crime enhancements on there. So I don't know how many years he would get. But instead of moving for that, well, you're John Cornyn, you're looking at, let's look at this case if you're John Cornyn. Okay, now he had 95% oxygenation rate at the point, at the moment of death. So how did Derek Chauvin kill him? But I can't make that statement because it'll cost me politically. Who are you then? You're a whore. Imagine that. You know what's true, but you won't say it because it will cost you politically. Just like every COVID caving pastor and politician. If I say what's true, which is a 99.98% survival post-infection virus, if I say that, then it's going to cost me. But what sets you free? Knowing the truth sets you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. But John Cornyn, cuck boys like this, they'll put you in prison for the rest of your life so that he can score political points and continue to enrich himself and continue to make himself famous. He's behind, and by I think it's 11 points behind Ken Paxton in the latest polls. He needs to be voted out of office. This is a political whore right here who will come up and say, George Floyd was murdered. How was he murdered? Then if he was murdered, tell us how. You see how simple life is? If he was murdered, tell us how he was murdered. Is that hard? I mean, is it really that hard? Ask any detective how, if you're going to say that somebody murdered somebody, which is what he's in prison for 22 years, is like first, second, third degree manslaughter and second degree murder. So in order for him to have committed a non-premeditated murder, tell us how he murdered him. How did he murder him? Tell us, John. You celebrate, he goes, George Floyd is buried in the same place that I was born. So John Cornyn's hero is George Floyd. And by the way, Brent brought something up that I didn't even know, probably most of you did, but I didn't know, that in 2023, this is not a healthy man. He was stabbed 22 times in prison. George Floyd was in 2023. Not 2023, he's already dead.
No. Chauvin.
Oh, Chauvin. Oh, gosh, sorry, guys. Oh, I thought you guys were telling me that George Floyd was already severely injured in prison prior to. Oh, that's right. I knew that part. I knew Chauvin. I didn't know it was 20-something times. I knew Chauvin had been stabbed. So sorry about getting that all screwed up. In my mind there, I thought they were telling me something like he was already badly injured before he got back out on the streets. So I just had all the dates screwed up in my head. They told me right the whole time. It was my screw-up. But anyway, so Chauvin has already been stabbed. But John Cornyn doesn't care. This makes it even worse.
All right.
John Cornyn doesn't care. John Cornyn's up there going, okay, how can I whore myself out for votes? Because he thinks, you know what? If I say the right things and I bend over the right way, if I'm not just going to grab my ankles, I'm going to grab under my feet. I'm going to somehow scrape out some black community votes. That's what he's hoping for. It doesn't matter that Chauvin's been stabbed 22 times in prison. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. All that Cornyn cares about is, you know what? How can I look good? It's the same thing. Every time there's a gun crime, watch for Johnny Cornyn. Right now, he's keeping his mouth shut because he's running for office. Because, but when he, if he wins again, watch Johnny. You always got to watch Johnny in the first 4 years. When Johnny isn't going to be running anytime soon for re-election, Johnny whores himself out. Aaron, see if you can find his exact Liberty score so I get it right.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah. Johnny will whore himself out to anybody for 4 years. Whore himself out because he's like, you know what, I don't have to face re-election. And then he does the typical Potomac two-step, and right when he comes around election time, he suddenly turns conservative again. He only votes with us 54% of the time. How are you a Republican? When you all, that's basically the problem. I mean, I'm sure that Murkowski and Collins are far less than that, but I don't know. But how are you a Republican when you vote 46% of the time with Nancy Pelosi? 46%. Mike, let's just use Mike Lee. Mike Lee votes with us 93% of the time, or 94%. Can't remember which one. Mike, 90, he's more libertarian than anything else, but he votes with us 93% of the time. John Cornyn votes with Democrats 46% of the time. So he will say anything instead of, Johnny, since you're saying that George Floyd was murdered, simply tell us how. I'd love to know. Well, because Derek Chauvin's knee was on the back of his neck. How? Explain to us how that killed him. Since he had a 95% oxygenation rate at the time of death. Tell us how that killed him. When that doesn't even cut off the blood supply, which is your oxygenation rate, to your lungs or heart. How? Or to your brain even. None. So I would love that. Cornyn votes for Murkowski. Yeah, Murkowski and Collins. So you have Murkowski out of Alaska, Collins out of Maine. Murkowski out of Alaska votes with Democrats 71% of the time. Collins 80% of the time with Democrats, but yet they're voting as Republicans, which, by the way, they are the absolute epitome of most Republicans. You're like, well, no, most Republicans, leave all that up for me, Aaron. Most Republicans vote with us, you know, a lot more than that. Yeah, they do, sort of. Our Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, votes with Democrats 51% of the time. This is the epitome. Even though Murkowski and Collins are extreme examples, they are the epitome where you have fake Republicans who vote with Democrats holding down our seats that we think are being held by conservatives. They are not. They do what Johnny Cuckboy does. For his first 4 or 5 years in, after he gets elected or reelected, he runs, he legislates, he votes, he talks like he is about George Floyd here as a liberal. And I don't even want to use the word liberal. It's Stalinist progressive Nazi. Whenever there's a gun crime, watch for Johnny, because Johnny's going to come out with red flag laws. Watch him. He's going to come out and espouse red flag laws and push for them. That's Johnny. That's what Johnny does. He's fake. And he looks grandfatherly. He's got the silver hair. And he looks conservative. But he votes with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer 46% of the time. Mike Lee is 94% of the time votes with us. Listen. Oh, gosh. Aaron sends stuff. I think he sends it purposely. I got a screen to my left. I'm looking at where Aaron sends me information. Do you realize that Ocasio-Cortez and Susan Collins vote Republican at exactly the same rate? Ocasio-Cortez votes for Republicans, Republican initiatives 20% of the time. Same as Collins. She only votes 34% less Republican than Johnny. All right, I got to get off of this. Let me show you this. Let's go. Help me to just make a hard right-hand turn. We're off of Fox News here. Lawmaker salary versus net worth. Aaron, Brent, anybody watching right now, anybody in the Rumble Rant, you can explain this to me. I'm just curious. Let's go left to right. How it is that Nancy's top salary is $223,000 a year, but somehow she's worth $202 million. Anybody explain that to me, please? We all know it's insider trading, but I mean, can anybody explain that to me? I'm good, because she actually makes investments in the things that she regulates so she can control the market and then invest in it. I would love to know how Mitch McConnell's average salary is $200,000 a year, and he's worth $95 million. I'm just curious about that. I mean, Chuckie Schumer's average salary, $210,000, he's worth $75 million. And then you got Pocahontas over here, makes $285,000 a year, and her net worth is $67 million. Anybody have any idea how that's possible? Vast, unfettered corruption, insider trading, and campaign finance violations. But it's not even violations. A lot of it's perfectly legal. So I actually should not label it a violation because they make it legal so that they can profit off their own political career. All right, let's go to the next one. Here's just an example of how this all works. New York Post, Soros-backed Georgia Senator Warnock, who slammed the rich, doubles net worth since taking office. How's that possible? Let me explain that to me. I would just love to know that because he's making about 200 G's a year. He's been in office for, he's coming up for re-election now because I think he was the one to beat like Loeffler. I don't remember, or was the other one at the time. That was during the 2020 election. They had like the runoff and everything else. But anyway, corrupt Georgia voting machines, voting processes all during COVID, their very beginning. We were supposed to be at this point, you know, we're in November of 2020, but 15 days to flatten the curve had already been stretched to March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So we were already in 9 months of 15 days to flatten the curve, which is how Raphael Warnock got elected via mass mail-in balloting because nobody could show up because of the horrible threat of a 99.99% survival virus. That's how Warnock got in. With of course, the help of Brad Raffensperger and Brian Kemp, and Raffensperger meeting with Mark Elias from Perkins Coie in March of 2020 to make it impossible to adjudicate ballots on the night of the election, which enables mass voter fraud because you can make it impossible to adjudicate a ballot. Therefore, you can't say whether the ballot is invalid or not, legal or illegal, fraudulent or non-fraudulent on the night of the election. Therefore, everything has to be certified. That's what they always tell you. Everything's got to be certified by that date. Why? They don't know because there is no reason why. But somehow he's been in office for, 5 years now, and he's doubled his net worth. Aaron, you ever doubled your net worth in 5 years?
No.
Brent?
No.
No, me neither. No, I've never doubled my net worth in 5 years. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I ever have. Nope. So, I mean, I guess I'm worth a lot more than double what I was when I started at the sheriff's office in 1992, but never in a five-year period. And not really probably in accordance with inflation. But how does this work? How does it work? It's all obvious. It's all lies. It's all right in front of our face. All of these people are being, for lack of a better term, lawfully paid off or unlawfully paid off. That's how it works. And we've gone over it a million times. Is that basically probably, I don't know this about Warnock, but how they're getting rich is by you and me. They set up NGOs that pay these guys. That's what they do. Hey, we need somebody to come and speak at the National Endowment for Democracy. We need somebody to come speak at Stacey Abrams' refrigeration replacement NGO. Let's have Raphael Warnock do them. What do you want to pay him? $1 million that you and I pay for it. I guarantee you. You and I have made the Pritzkers rich, Warnock rich, Pelosi rich, Schumer rich, McConnell rich, Pocahontas rich, all through NGOs that you and I pay for that are fully staffed by Democrats that propagate and initiate and actually bring forward Democratic Party initiatives, hiring Democratic Party attorneys, hiring Democratic Party advisors, and putting money into Democratic Party campaigns. That's it. I mean, Planned Parenthood is a giant NGO that you and I pay for, $600 million a year. Whenever Trump's not in office, and when Trump comes in, he pulls it out. But whenever Trump's not in office, Mike Johnson pays for it with a smile on his face as an evangelical Christian, which makes absolutely no sense. Because how are you a Christian when you partake in murder? You honestly think you're heaven bound? You might want to read your Bible. All right, let's go to the next one. I just had to show you this. This is out of point of interest. Here's Bill Gates. Now, he's espousing this 17. If you can't quite see it, like scoot it forward just there and just let it run. Mute it and let it run a little bit. And then we'll run it back to the beginning. I want you to see that little pen right there. See it? Perfect there, right there. And we'll run it back to the beginning when we do it. I want to tell you, now this is being pushed all over the globe. It has 17 different colors on it. How would you know, Tom? Because I ran down every last color because I'm a loser. Because this actually interests me. I have no life, so this is what I do, is prep for this podcast. Is it really 9:50? Holy crap. But anyway, so this pendant, so to speak, this pin is being pushed all over the globe. You'll see a whole bunch of people wearing it, and I want you to know what it is that it stands for. Roll back to the beginning, guys, and play it for me. Wide Awake Media Video. Play it.
We all need to support the global goals.
We all need to support the globalist goals, huh? Well, if you want to do that, then go to the book of Revelation, chapter 13. One of these nights, I'm just going to read, and we'll just go through. How many of you would like that? Let me know in the chat. We'll go live. Aaron actually wants me to do a separate podcast to do something like this. But anyway, who listens to Aaron? I do, actually. But anyway,
no,
he's usually right. But anyway... we just go come in here and we'll go through the book of Revelation chapter 13 and 14 together. I'm going to show you how it all works. And that's really what you need to know. Whether you believe it or not, I said this in church, whether you believe it or not, whether you're offended or not, whether you believe that, you know, that you should forgive or not forgive, whatever, wherever it is, you're offended, not offended, whether you believe in Jesus or not, judgment's still coming and you'll be judged according to the word of God. And that's what this is all about, is this bourgeois leftist globalist elitist narrative and agenda, which is to leverage you into a one world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by Billy Gates and people like Billy Gates with complicit morons like John Cornyn, bent over, complicit, cooperating, collaborating morons like John Cornyn, who will just simply jump on board because it's popular to put the mark on your forehead or on your right hand. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one may buy or sell, except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name, Revelation 13, 16, and 17. And the next verse is actually very important. And for those of you that watch this podcast all the time, I know you know these verses, but you've got to be a preacher all the time. Here is wisdom. This is Revelation 13, 18. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. His number is 666. Calculate means understand. Understand that they are trying to leverage you into a one world commerce system with a singular access point. The singular access point will be social credit systems and CBDC currency, of which all of the infrastructure for those things were set up by the vaccine mandates, by the vaccine passes. Whichever form they took, Celsius Pass, New York City, Arrive Can in Canada, the Green Pass in Jerusalem and Israel, the Green Pass in China, the vaccine passport in the European Union and in New Zealand and Australia. All of that digital infrastructure was put in place by COVID-19 so that if COVID didn't work, then they'll leverage you using the financial system, which is why they're trying to crash our economy via hyperinflation and adding trillions and trillions of dollars to the debt and then trying to print money to pay off the debt. It's on purpose to crash our economy. That's why I'm not happy with the BBB, the Big Beautiful Bill. So what do all those colors mean on there? There's 17 of them. No poverty, zero hunger, good health and well-being, quality education, here it comes, gender equality, clean water and sanitation, affordable clean energy, there we go, decent work and economic growth. They all have the different colors. I'll tell you some of the colors. Industrial innovation infrastructure is orange. Reduced inequalities, violet. Sustainable, oh, there you go, Aaron, you're awesome. Sustainable cities and communities. Sustainable. See, I thought we already had affordable clean energy and clean water. Gender equality. Sustainable cities, communities. Dark yellow. Responsible consumption. In other words, ESG, which is environmental, using the environment to socially govern you. environmental social governance, using the environment as an excuse to socially govern you, convince you that you are killing people just like they did with COVID-19. You're walking around and killing people, so you will be locked down. You will be muzzled. You will be vaccinated. And then we will tell you when you can participate again. Remember how they always would tell you? Well, we all have to cooperate. We all have to comply. And then finally, we'll give you your freedoms back upon your collaboration, cooperation, and capitulation. Then we will give you your freedom back. Of course, your freedom has been 78% reduced, but you'll get that 22% back. Thank you so much. That's the plan. And all of these things, climate action, dark green, life below water. What does that mean? Swimming with the fishes? Mafia style? Life on land, peace, justice, strong institutions, partnership for the goal. That's whenever you see it, what you need to think of is Revelation 13 and 14. All right, I can spend all the rest of the night on that. Go, Aaron.
Oh, I was just going to say, I found the pin. We can buy one for you. It's only $7.99.
$7.99. Yeah. Hey, give it to me in Trump voice,
$7.99.
There we go. All right, let's go to the next one. Now, you thought today was Memorial Day. Didn't you guys think that?
Yeah.
No, remember now, under the Biden administration, it was Transmissibility Day. Easter Sunday was Transmissibility Day. Imagine being spoon-fed that that's a coincidence of people believing it. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. You believe that people would actually believe that? Oh, you know, we just arbitrarily, out of nowhere, just decided to make Easter Sunday Transmissibility Day. Well, lo and behold, this is also not Memorial Day in Chicago, because here is the Soros-elected mayor with a 7%, that's 7% approval rating. Here he is announcing what day it is in Chicago. This is today, filmed, not I don't know if it was filmed today, but put out today. Play it for me.
Hello, I am Mayor Brandon Johnson, and I am proud to join you in recognizing and celebrating Africa Day. The continent of Africa is made up of 1.2 billion people with diverse countries full of rich traditions, cultures, and heritage. The African diaspora can be found in cities and countries around the globe. And right here in Chicago, our proud African communities have made indelible contributions to the growth and fabric of our amazing city. So this Africa Day, let us take a moment to celebrate the achievements of the people of Africa, the progress made by African nations, and the traditions and culture they have shared with us. And let us also show them that we will embrace and support them as they continue to overcome and face their challenges head on. Thank you, and happy Africa Day, everyone.
That's good. All right, so there you go. Happy Africa Day. And Aaron brought up a very, very valid point. Why in the world would we ever celebrate another country's day? Why would we ever establish another country, have a day that we celebrate another country? Why would we ever establish a day that we celebrate another country? Why would we ever do that? And let's go around the world, shall we, Brent, Aaron, everybody watching? Let's go around the world and find all the America days. So again, just like economically, where we have to pay tariffs, and nobody else does, and the globalist leftists, the Democratic Party, think it's just absolutely horrible for us to impose tariffs, but not for tariffs to be imposed on us. Well, here we're supposed to have, like in Texas right now, the great state, red state of Texas, which 90% of their population is fervently right, fervently red, but their elected legislators are not, even though they have an R in front of their name. They already have Bangladeshi Day, Islamophobia Awareness Day. I'm just curious, around the world, let's go to Bangladesh and let's find out what day is the United States Day. How about Mozambique, where we spend $50 million a year to circumcise them? Let's find out where America Day is in Iraq or Afghanistan. We have all of our dead Americans that died there establishing or trying to establish their sovereignty with absolutely no profit or benefit to the United States. I'm sure that Iraq and Afghanistan have an American Day somewhere, right? How about France with Emmanuel Macron when he's in between B slaps? Maybe he celebrates the United States on United States Day. There aren't any. Why do we do? I mean, everyone understands the Bible, right? You know, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. Why is it? Or the verse that would actually apply the best is Matthew 7:6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Don't give other countries days, holidays in your own country, or celebratory days in your own country when they don't do it for you. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Who said that rock hard verse, Jesus Christ? Matthew 7:6. That's who said it. How many of you knew that there was actually two Biden laptops? I didn't. Here it is, the Vigilant Fox video. Hunter Biden had two laptops. Play it for me.
Keith Abloh was raided by the DEA in February of 2020 and was never charged. And by the way, Hunter left another laptop, not the one we used to write this book. Hunter left another laptop with Keith Abloh that was taken in the DEA raid and was then shipped back to Hunter's attorneys. So not only did the FBI, this is another angle, of course it's in our book if anybody reads it all, but another angle that isn't talked about this that much is the FBI covered for the laptop that was dropped off at J.P. McIsaac's shop. Yes, everybody knows that. But what they don't talk about often is that the DEA also covered for Hunter because they took another one of his laptops, which was inside Keith Abloh's safe when Keith Abloh was raided by the DEA. Now, why Hunter left it there, I just think he had so many laptops. That's something that only Keith can answer. But I do know for a fact, because it came out later in transcripts, that the laptop was taken by the DEA, then sent back to Hunter's attorney in Chicago named George Masiero.
See, that's where it gets where it's too big to rig, right? They rigged half of it. We didn't even know. Did you know? I didn't know. I mean, listen, I don't know everything, but I think I would have known about two laptops. One of them was completely and totally suppressed and sequestered away from us. We have no idea what the second one is. It was sent by the FBI or DEA, I can't remember which three-letter agency said, was sent back to Hunter's attorneys. We know that the one has pedophilia on it, or at least pseudo-pedophilia, lots and lots of financial records linking Joe Biden to Hunter Biden's business transactions, 10% of the big guy and everything else. We know all of that. We've got lots of pictures of Hunter naked with Russian prostitutes. We know that lots of pictures of drugs and drug paraphernalia and cocaine and everything else. That was, by the way, in Rehoboth Beach. Part of it was Rehoboth Beach Mansion, where he was driving in and out in Joe Biden's Stingray 67. One of the many names, pseudo names that he used to hide his governmental emails. Joe Biden would call himself Stingray 67 to hide one of the pseudonyms that he would use to so that people didn't know it was him talking. Why would you ever do that? Because you're trying to hide something. But Hunter Biden be driving by there all the time, and Joe Biden's Stingray 67 Stingray with Russian prostitutes right next to highly compartmented classified information that documents 1,800 boxes in total, some of them at the Rehoboth Beach Mansion, where you have Hunter Biden driving by there every day with cocaine and Russian prostitutes right next to the cardboard boxes with military plans on. And then whose house do they raid? Not Rehoboth Beach, not the one in Chinatown, not the one at the Penn Biden Center, which was completely and totally funded by the Chinese. Not there. Didn't raid any of those. You end up raiding Mar-a-Lago, where Donald Trump has classified records that he is allowed to have under the Presidential Records Act. All the 1,800 boxes Joe Biden has, there's no lawful way. There's no lawful explanation or way for him to be in legal possession of those documents. But again, I digress. So there was a whole nother Hunter Biden laptop. And what did our fabulous FBI do? By the way, this was under Donald Trump, because Donald Trump didn't have control of the FBI at that time. They sent it back to Hunter Biden's attorney. Whoever does that? I love having another cop in the room with Brent here. I'm just curious, Brent, if you found evidence on the street. Okay, you find a guy in possession of crack cocaine, so you pull it off, you put it into evidence. Would you then extract it from the evidence locker and send it to the guy's attorney? Dude, I mean, again, if they find cocaine in the White House, we have the audio from the radio transactions. I mean, the radio communications, radio transmissions. We have it. We have it's Secret Service police. You have regular Secret Service, which is individual protection, and then you have Secret Service Police Department. Two different things. Same agency, two different aspects of the same agency. Secret Service Police Department finds the cocaine in the White House, and it's right under a camera. what do they do with it? They dispose of it. Who does that? Who gets? Do you realize that if that was me, if that was Brian, when he was working in Cincinnati as a cop, and I'm working right here, I'm sitting in Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, that both of us would have gone to prison for doing that? We'd have been charged with felonies if we would have taken the evidence and then destroyed it. Oh, yeah. That's called what's that called? Tampering with evidence, mm-hmm. And you destroy it. I mean, what happens with evidence then? It sits in property sections of police departments and sheriff's offices for 30, 40, 50 years until the case is dispensed of. That's it. Until the case is completely and totally finished. That's the end of it. And then they'll burn it. Was that this case? They got rid of the cocaine right away. Same thing here. They find a laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop, which he left at another different place. Another one. And they get it, and it obviously has a high level of evidentiary value. And who do they send it to? The evidence locker? No, Hunter Biden's attorney. Who does that? I tell you everything. Everything's lying. Look at this. This is hysterical. Eric Doherty tweet. Breaking, Democratic Party. Hey, men out there, especially young men, they're trying to win you back. They're trying to win you back. Breaking, Democratic Party plans to spend $20 million to reclaim support from young men, according to the New York Times.
Good luck.
The plan creates a... No, Aaron, you're totally wrong, Aaron. Because they have a plan called Sam. Hi, we have a plan to win back young men, and it's called Sam. Hi, I'm Sam. I'm here to win you back to the Democratic Party. Sam, speaking with American men, a strategic plan named Sam.
Hi, boys and girls. My name is Sam. I'm here to get you back. I'm going to speak with just American men. I got popsicles.
There you go. They have their official spokesperson right here from the TLP.
Thank you.
I have to tell everyone because he just throws me off. I mean, because I can't stop laughing. All right. It will study the syntax. Aaron, do you know what syntax means? I don't even know. Used by young men to create viral posts online. This sounds all gay. This literally sounds like some sort of gay effort. I don't know what. It will study the syntax used by young men to create viral posts online and recommends ad buys with video games. That sounds like their efforts. What's his name? But anyway, I can't remember. WEF guy, not Klaus Schwab. Harari. Yoel Harari. Yoel Noah Harari. That's what he wants. If people are not going to be productive, because remember, he says eventually humans will be useless. He says humans will be, that's a quote, he'll be useless, and they'll be replaced by AI. And what do you do with all the useless human beings? This is what he said. Give them drugs and video games. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? It will study the syntax used by young men to create viral posts online and recommend ad buys with video games.
That's right.
They just think that we're just a bunch of people to be drugged and distracted. That's really it. Let me show you some stuff from the border here. Rapid Response 47 video. ICE Chicago arrested two illegals responsible for a mass shooting. Here we go again, over and over and over again. I could dedicate in the entire show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, maybe 2 weeks in a row, to solely videos of Democrats committing crimes in that week. Play for me.
If we begin with breaking news, federal agents arrest two men for a mass shooting in Chicago. One of those arrests happening on the East Coast.
Our Suzanne Lemonnier joins us now live from the newsroom with the breaking details. Suzanne?
Joe, Erica, it was a crime that shocked the Chicago Lawn neighborhood. Gunfire killed three people and injured five others at a birthday party inside a house there. Now, 5 months later, immigration authorities say they captured two gunmen.
Red crime tape and blue police lights take over a normally quiet residential block.
It's a devastating tragedy that happened.
The alderwoman speaking for the community as a whole at the time.
There were just people who weren't used to that in that community and were really upset by the event.
And now today, Pastor Donovan Price reacting to the news that these two men have been arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
It's good for the city. It's good for the morale of the city to see that tragic events like this in particular can come to a close, can be solved.
On the left, Edward Martinez Cermeño, picked up in January in Schaumburg. On the right, Ricardo Granadillo Padilla, arrested in February in North Carolina. ICE says both were shooters at the Chicago Lawn House Party, and both are Venezuelan nationals that entered the country illegally. ICE is also showing off this collection of weapons, ammo, and drugs seized from Granadillo Padilla's home in Chicago. Immigration officials claim these are members of the Tren de Aragua gang encountered during the North Carolina operation that took place in February. ICE says they've arrested 16 additional gang members and people connected to the two gunmen in recent weeks.
And in this case, they were followed and it didn't work out for them. And hopefully that'll lead a message to other criminals who might have that same intent.
Both of the alleged gunmen are in federal custody. One has already been sentenced for coming to the United States illegally. The other still facing illegal immigration charges.
Just another group of Americans or people, I don't know who it was exactly that they shot and who they, if they killed anybody, that would not have been shot and or killed if Biden wouldn't have allowed these men to enter into the country. And again, it's constantly espoused that Americans commit more crime than illegals. First of all, how would you ever know that? Because they changed, strangely and very beneficially, changed the criminal reporting system under Joe Biden, where 44% of all criminal jurisdictions no longer submitted their data to the UCR, the Uniform Crime Report for the FBI. Strange, isn't it? Including, by the way, New York and LA no longer report their criminal data to the UCR. So Joe Biden came out and say, crime is down. Remember he came out and said crime was down down 12%? Remember that? Well, it's actually down. It's down. It's not down at all. The reporting is down 44%. So what does that really mean? It actually means crime is up, which all of us have seen, 32%. Because Joe Biden's claiming a decline of 12%. In crime, but 44% is no longer reported. So that actually means a net increase of 32% in crime, which all of us have seen. So why in the world, what would motivate these people, the Democratic Party, globalist, leftist, bourgeois, Soros-controlled people, why would they allow them into the country? Because there's a whole other plan behind it. Josh Dunlap video, Doge's, this is from Doge, Antonio Gracias. Oh, I need to change that. Whenever you use, whenever you use a Hispanic word, you have to suddenly speak with a Hispanic accent. See? Antonio Gracias tells us that not only, just like the news person, not only did they find illegals with Social Security numbers that voted, but they voted in the 2020 election also. Play for me.
You found some people who were illegal immigrants who registered to vote. This is confounding.
Yes, this is actually true. We have sampled a handful of states. And in those handful of states, we found people registered to vote, and we have found people who actually voted. And this is all being done by sampling, okay? So we are sampling DHS data, and then have to go to the voter rolls, check the voter rolls, and then give that to HSI, Homeland Security Investigations, who goes and checks the voter record by subpoena and the cards you sign when you vote. We had already 3 arrests here in Florida, actually.
Wow.
And 1 indictment in New York. They illegally secured Social Security numbers through the process we talked about last time, yeah. Asylum or some special program or whatever, and they registered to vote, and they actually voted in 2020 and or 2024. I just want to say this carefully. 3 have been arrested, and 1 has been indicted. The one we indicted, I want to just stop on this guy for a minute, is an Iraqi national. He voted in 2020 in New York. He went to prison for shooting somebody, shot some guy's hand off, has charged, if I remember correctly, $160,000 or $70,000 of benefits through Medicaid, and his, we think, is now in Iraq because he's active on his Facebook page, and the IP address is from Iraq.
Is that the tip of the iceberg?
I'm going to leave the data. So I'm now leaving the data, and I'm entering the area of my opinion. My opinion is that this is the tip of the iceberg. How big the iceberg is, I don't know, and I don't want to speculate because I think it would be not the right thing we can do at this moment. I think we'll have more data over time. But for sure, if we can sample out of a database, and it takes an engineer about a day to find 20-ish cases, that gives you an idea of how many there are, right? Here's the reality. Every vote that is cast illegally in America nullifies the vote of an American citizen. It is your constitutional right to vote in America. And if we don't have a zero-defect system, we are violating your constitutional rights.
And there, of course, is the agenda and the narrative behind mass illegal migration, along with numerous other things. Here we go again. Amy Mech video. Afghan migrant who praised the Taliban shoots two cops in Fairfax, Virginia. Play for me.
Tonight, we have a new vantage point after a deadly interaction between a Fairfax County man and police. Well, this afternoon, county officials and police released angles from officer-worn body cameras showing the interaction. And we want to warn you that some of you may find this video quite distressing. All right, so let's walk you through. This video shows the moment an officer was trying to get the ID from Jamal Wiley on Majestic Lane in Fair Oaks back in April. The video shows that an officer takes the ID. A second officer appears to reach inside the vehicle. That's when Wiley pulls a gun out from his hip and then begins shooting. In other footage, you can see Wiley had several other weapons on his body as well. Now, while Wiley was shooting, he did hit the two officers with a single bullet. The third officer on the opposite side of the vehicle returned fire, shooting and killing Wiley. Well, today, Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis confirmed that Wiley was lawfully carrying a firearm despite prior legal and mental health concerns.
So there we go again. This guy shouldn't be in the country. He may be legal, but he shouldn't be in the country. And how does he qualify for a concealed weapons permit when he's an Afghan migrant who praised the Taliban? So if he wasn't allowed in the country, the two cops wouldn't have been shot. And by the way, he'd still be alive right now. Here we go again. Chris Oliveira's video. New earlier today in Laredo, Texas. Play it for me. There you go. Again, the stats there, the driver was a human smuggler with 70 illegals with him. Great job, Biden administration. Great. I mean, just a fantastic job. Remember how they told you that we couldn't close the border? Play it for me.
Republicans keep saying Biden doesn't need Congress. He can stop what's happening at the border all by himself. Can you fact check that for us? Because we here all know that's not true.
Republicans have been saying, largely wrongly, right, because saying that the president can close the border unilaterally on his own. The president actually doesn't have the authority under law to do that.
There's only so much President Biden can do with executive action, and he did try to do whatever he could.
They actually are doing everything they can.
The president's hands are tied. There's only so much that he can do.
President Biden has issued certain executive orders, but there's only so much he can do within his purview.
What an intractable problem this is for the president with no easy solutions.
No easy solutions here.
There are no easy solutions here, folks.
The president insisting there's only so much he can do without Congress.
How much can actually be done quickly without Congress acting?
How would this happen without the power of the purse, without Congress getting involved?
They need Congress to act to fix the broken immigration system.
This cannot happen without Congress resourcing this.
There's only so much a president can do with his pen and his phone.
There's only so much a president can do. The southern border is completely closed. And we're, 120 days into the Trump administration? Completely closed. And by the way, it didn't take 120 days. He closed the border in 3 days unilaterally alone. And we heard for years and years, we can't do it without Congress. There is no easy solution. We need comprehensive border reform. No, all you need to do, Aaron brought this up while we were watching the video. Why would you need congressional action when it's already written in statutory law that the border is closed? That's all you need. It's already in the law. The border is closed. Whose borders? What? I mean, go ahead and try. Why don't you go and try to migrate from Gaza into Egypt? I would challenge any of you to do it. Ever seen that border wall? Ever seen it? Good luck. You'll be, absolutely dead. Those people are just, it's all lies, all propagandist lies. All right, 10-19. That's good. Oh, wow, look at the Rumble rants tonight. Nate Dad won $50. Thank you so much. Charlie 340, $50. Peace us. I got it. Ready? PSU, gotcha. $47, thank you so much. R-Star 77, that's a new one. I haven't seen you before. Love you, appreciate you. $20. Naz Jaeger, $50, says Naz Jaeger was celebrating the sobriety of somebody who, well, he wasn't celebrating sobriety. But we love you, Naz. Thank you. Love you. All right. Mike Griffin, $5. Thank you guys so much. Love you. Several of you attend the church. Love you. Appreciate each and every one of you. I love you if you don't attend the church. Love each and every one of you. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. You're going to love it. Stick around for the post game. I'm done screaming at you until tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Love you all. God bless you.